In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that he is the good shepherd, and that he knows his own, and his own know him. His sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd recognized the voice of the sheep. And so my question today is, do we recognize Christ? God knows us. Do we know him? God recognizes our voice, but do we recognize his voice? God hears us, but do we hear God? Are we members of this flock? Do we recognize Christ? How do we behave? And I know the world is filled with people who say, oh, I know Jesus, I believe in Jesus, I have been saved, I know God, it's all good. And I say, if that is true, then we have a real problem. Why are there so many different religions that all claim to believe in Christ? How many Christs are there? Where are the real ones? Where are the true ones? I say ones, plural, facetiously, because there is only one God. There is only one Christ. There is only one true religion. And if there is only one true one, that means the majority of religions are false ones. They have false Christ. The question for us is, do I hear the voice of Christ? Do I recognize the true Christ? Or am I following a Christ made in the image and likeness of man, invented by man, which is ultimately idolatry? Do I know Christ? Do I hear his voice? Where will I come to know Christ? Do I love Christ? Do I love God? In St. Augustine's Confessions, he says, I have loved thee late, my God, but I love thee now, and I desire to love thee more and more every day. And in our meditations, we can ask ourselves, do I love Christ? Do I love God? Can I say with such certainty that St. Augustine had, I have loved thee late, but I love thee now? Do I really love him now? And now, how am I going to judge my love? It's simple. All I need to do is look within me, examine my conscience. Do I love God? Well, how will I know? Do I serve him? Do I obey him? Do I think of him? Do I do anything for him? What have I done for God? Do I love him? If I love someone in this world, I don't see any young men who are dating or interested in dating, but if I love someone, if my heart goes out, I think about them. I want to buy them a present. I want to take them to their favorite place to eat. I want to entertain them. I want to please them. I want to know more about them. If I were to ask the wives, what is your husband's favorite color? Or your husband's, what is your wife's favorite color? Would you know? Why would you know such a silly thing? What difference does it make? Who cares? It makes a big difference if we love someone. The littlest things become important when we love. So now if I extrapolate that, bring it back to Christ, do I love Christ? Do I love God? How can I say I love him if I don't even really know him? We say we know him, but do we really know him? We say we know our catechism, but do we really know our catechism? We've memorized the answer. And like every child who's finished the catechism number one, see, I know it, I'm done, I don't need to study anymore. Do you know everything? How much do we know? If I truly love, I want to know more. I can never know enough. But where am I going to learn about God? Where am I going to learn about Christ? I can read the Gospels, but is it enough to read the Gospels? And I would say, no, it's not enough. That's a good place to start. Read the Gospels. Read what our Lord had to say. But now don't just read them, because I know how most of us read. Our eyes go over the words and we walk away and we forget everything we've just read. So it's not enough for us just to read the Gospels and say, I read the Gospels. I read the Word of God. Now think about it. Meditate upon it. Study the Gospels. That's a little different than just having read them. Have you studied them? Have you thought about them? Have you looked really closely? These are the words of Christ, the one whom you say you love. They should be important to you. Christ came all the way from heaven to this earth to say these words for us. They should be important to us. They were important enough for him. They should be important enough for us. We should take these words seriously. We should ask ourselves, what is Christ trying to tell me? If I love him, if I know him, I will love him. If I love him, I will know him. But even after I've read the Gospels, I've meditated upon them, I've studied them, I've examined them. Now I need to know Christ. How will I know him? Well, if I truly love him, I want to see him in the world around me. I want to know what he teaches about every single thing. I want to know all the little details. Where has Christ revealed to me all the little details? In his doctrines. I believe all that the Holy Catholic Church teaches because it is Christ who teaches. It is God who is teaching us through the church. And as I examine the catechism, I examine the dogmas, the doctrines, the teachings of the church, I am examining the teachings of Christ. I am examining the words of God. And this is something that is special, something that is sacred. And if I love him, I will love to find out more about him. Is it enough that I memorized my catechism and I know that God is the creator of heaven and earth? What does that mean? Did he create this world and then just walk away? Said, okay, I'm done. Or is he at every single instant, every moment, watching over this world, guiding it, protecting it? Can we begin to see the hand of God in everything around us? When the world pleases us, can we say, oh, this is a gift from God? When the world goes against our wishes and we have a cross to bear and things aren't going well, can we see the hand of God? God wants this to happen, or God is allowing this to happen. Why? Because he loves me? How is it that I can have this cross, this difficulty in my life, and still believe that God loves me? That he's still in charge, that he's all powerful. This is something for us to seriously consider. If you love someone on this earth, I can guarantee you they're going to offend you. They're going to say something that hurts. They're going to do something that stings. Does that mean they don't love you? On the contrary, It means that they do love you. When parents discipline their children, and the children think life isn't fair, my mom and dad, they just don't understand. They're wrong. They may even go so far as to say, I hate them. The parents will say, I've disciplined you because I love you. You're upset with me, and I understand, I get it, but I only do this because I love you. This is what is best for you. Believe it or not, I know what is best, and this is what I must do, and as much as it hurts, I do it because I love you. If we can understand that, then we can understand why God sends us sickness, injury, hardships, difficulties. It's because He loves us. Now the question is, do we love Him? Do we love Him enough to say, Lord, help me to understand this cross. Lord, help me to carry my cross. With your grace, I can do this. I'm not mad at you because you've given me a cross. I'm not pouting. I'm not filled with anger towards you. I don't hate you. I'm hurt, obviously, because I'm still immature and I can't understand. But Lord, help me to understand. Help me to see in this that you truly love me. How am I going to come to that knowledge? I have to stop and consider whether I love God. I have to begin to examine and to realize I don't know enough. What does it mean to say I love God? What does it mean to say I know God? Can I know God? In the spiritual life, we can never say, it is enough. We can never say, I've studied enough, I've loved enough, I've done enough, now I should go to heaven. As long as you're here on earth, you haven't done enough. You haven't loved enough. You don't know enough. If you've loved enough, if you know enough, you'd already be in heaven. You're not. You're still here. So we have something more to learn. Where are we going to learn it? But at the feet of the Good Shepherd who loves us. At the feet of Christ. Where am I going to find this Good Shepherd? Where am I going to find the feet of Christ? In the one true church. The Holy Roman Catholic Apostolic Church. We can put adjectives on there ad infinitum. In Christ, we find the truth. We find in the church Christ, the true Christ. Not in the false churches, not in the different denominations, all the different Christs. We don't all believe in the same God. We don't all believe in the same Christ. And if you have any doubt, I ask you, just ask any of your Protestant friends if they will come to Mass and worship our Lord in the Holy Eucharist with you. And they will tell you that's idolatry. I say, but this is God. This is Christ. I don't believe it. That's not the Christ I believe in. Say, well, then obviously we have different Christs, don't we? If the Christ that they believe in tells them they can have a divorce, that they don't have to receive His body and blood in Holy Communion, if the Jesus they believe in says they don't have to confess their sins to the priest, they've got a different Jesus, a false Jesus. They don't know Christ. And if they don't know Christ, they don't know God. And if they don't know Christ, they don't love Him. They love a false Christ. They love a false God. How guilty they are, that's for God to judge. I don't need to go down that path. But it is enough for us to realize that there can only be one true Christ. And we must make sure that we can hear his voice, that we're listening to him. Because without him, we're not getting into heaven. He knows us. Do we know him? He loves us. Do we love him? Benedictio de omnipotentis patris, et filii, et spiritus sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.